Hello, everybody out there in farm country. Today's commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. If you had any doubt about the growing acceptance of biotech crops, get this. Last year, there was a global increase in plantings of 14%, grown by 5.5 million farms in 13 countries. This year, we'll have another increase. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary.
I didn't think it would ever happen. Red Cavaney, president of the American Petroleum Institute, spoke at the National Ethanol Conference. And here's what he said. The new commitment we've made to understanding each other will not only benefit both our industries, but the American consumer as well. We have embarked on a new era together, an era of great promise. Now, that's historic. The petroleum industry and the renewable fuels industry, shoulder to shoulder, working together over the past 20 years or two, have fought like cats and dogs. I recall the pioneer days of renewable fuels. In 1977, at the Illinois State Fair, ADM had a light plane flying over the fairgrounds fueled with ethanol. That was a promotion for gasohol, as ethanol was called then. For more than 20 years, the petroleum industry has fought every drop, every gallon, every acre of corn that went into ethanol. If the battle is over, and I think it is, we are assured of a growing market for ethanol, and that should mean a growing market for corn. Last year, we processed 700 million bushels of corn into ethanol. We still have some hurdles. Governor Gray Davis would like to extend the use of MTBE in California, but with MTBE's groundwater contamination problem, it's only a matter of time. Cars in California will be burning a fuel fortified with ethanol. To sum things up, the future for renewable fuels is burning bright. Until next week, this is John Block from Washington.